Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hear ye, hear ye. Well, David Kitchen and Derrick Henry can't be bothered to show up to work this week. Peter Overzet is here. He's logged on. He has spent weeks crafting the Overzet's overview with the help of his brand new baby daughter. We are so glad to have Peter back on the program. And I think we can all agree that David not having internet access probably works best for all of us. Please don't dupe me, bro.
I'm begging you, don't dupe me, bro.
It's the poop narrative.
Kitchen's been waiting to say those words.
No.
For 5 years. No. All right, boys. We're here. David Kitchen, just somehow has not. It's really unbelievable at this point. I mean, I guess if his day-to-day job required him to log on and be a part of the office place, his internet would be figured out. But since we all know that that's not true, it is the week 17 Swolecast. Peter, it's been said that the only thing that matters is week 17. So, you know, we've basically been studying these matchups for 6 months. So I think we should be pretty locked in.
Yeah, it's only a few more days of the ultimate party trick, being able to recite every week 17 matchup by heart. You know, got to get it out here. And the public is catching up as they know these matchups. We should tell the people here, you know, some people saying internet connection with Dave. Let's peel behind the curtain. This is a Slack message Dave sent at 1:22 p.m. Eastern time. So 11 minutes ago, 8 minutes before the show is supposed to start. Just got home from Kentucky and setting up place in the house for the show should be done before we start. I mean, this guy can't even get it together when he has 8 hours to get set up. And you think he can pull it off in 8 minutes before the show starts? I mean, he's so dusted.
No sign of him at all either after that message. No, just disappeared.
You know, he's just sweating, just moving stuff around his house, sweating like a stuck pig, trying to get a laptop set up in the corner so he can do this. I mean, there's no chance. Well, guys, I mean, the Ertz Allgeier thesis, I mean, it almost hit. Tyler Allgeier might be the guy you need in week 17. If we had more time, if this was like a 3-hour show, a good game would be, has the total of this game moved in a positive or negative way from what we thought it was in the preseason? That's a little bit of an interesting angle. But, you know, we're here. It's week 17. We got some huge injuries. I think the Dolphins stuff is going to play pretty well because of how good Tyreek and Waddle have been. Although I guess we're not sweating a ton of running back stuff. It pretty much... The guys you want to play at running back, I mean, is anyone even questionable at running back? I don't think so. I think we're pretty well set.
Pollard,
now,
right? But Pollard, that's Thursday. Yeah.
So that's Thursday night. I mean, maybe Ramondre would end up playing, or Damian Harris would end up playing against the Patriots, and that would swing it. But I mean, I actually, we were kind of joking before the show, like there's no way we're able to give good analysis, but I don't actually think we're waiting on a ton of injury stuff to, you know, find the nuts this week.
The other ones like DeAndre Swift, Antonio Gibson, I think were a couple of the running back ones, but nothing like that's going to, dare I say, flip the slate on its head.
All right.
And there's no, everybody likes to give like the playoff scenarios, and really the only one is tomorrow night. So main slate doesn't look like we'll be
there. So there is one.
Don't even mention the Jags.
Oh, no, not the Jags. No, I've been saying for 2 weeks, no way. The Jaguars are, everyone on their offense is like 24. You don't get to be a second year quarterback and get playoff rest. That doesn't happen. But very interesting wrinkle, I think, in the Raiders game. There's this report, Vic DeFore reported that they might sit Carr so that his contract doesn't become fully guaranteed if he were to be injured. Obviously, everyone knows that Derek Carr is going to be the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts next season. So I actually think the team total is telling us Carr might not play. They are, as of right now, 6.5-point home dogs to Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers. So that means that our cool little Devontae Adams pivot angle, no, it's all dust. You're not playing anyone in a Jarrett Stidham-led offense.
Yeah. I know they're not officially eliminated, though. That's where the uproar would come from the Raiders if the bench Carr will not being officially eliminated. I know they're long shots. I don't know the percentage.
So according to the 538 predictor, they are 1% to make the playoffs. They are the lowest playoff probability of any team as of yet. They would have to beat San Francisco, beat Kansas City, and I guess have the Jets and the Dolphins lose out. I don't even know. I mean,
hey, Stidham, lowest price quarterback we've been able to play this year, 4,100.
Wow, David is no, no. Ellinger was 4K.
Ellinger was 4K.
Was he strict?
I think he was Stoneman. Yeah.
How soon you forget, Tuttle? All right, Peter. The people.
Oh my God.
The people have been waiting months for this. We need Overzet's overview.
All right. Is there an intro music?
Let's see if Sosa remembers. Let's see if Sosa remembers how to find this button.
So Rob Coakley messaged me last night, and he goes, are you going to be on Swolecast tomorrow? I was like, yeah, planning on it. And he's like, they were supposed to tell me so I could update the intro. And based on nothing playing right now, I'm taking it there's nothing to play. Is that correct, Sosa?
Yeah, sounds like
correct. That is correct.
Sounds like we got nothing.
Okay. Oh, all right, don't worry.
Kitchen's kitchen's
hey,
on.
Tuesdays are my day off.
Tuesdays are your day off. Oh, God.
I'm here.
What are you in the kids' playpen?
I'm in the kids' area. I am in the kids' bonus room. I wasn't gonna miss today.
Those are just like hipster soundproofing triangles. I have the same ones as my kitchen.
So, speeding down the roads, tried to make it for the Swolecast on my week off. Wasn't gonna miss Pete's first show back. Wasn't gonna miss my opportunity to
to dad fluence him.
No, to obviously this is dad fluence. You see where I'm at right now. But Davis, really, I kind of wanted to hear from you and hear from your heart on the best ball stuff.
Can I do the Overzet overview before we stop over all my jokes there?
You came in at a bad time, Dave.
Yeah, we're on to the overview.
Did I interrupt the overview?
We were just getting ready to go until you burst in like the Kool-Aid man.
That's me. All right, go.
All right. Well, boys, we made it to week 17. The only week that matters, provided you have a team there that actually matters. But fear not. There's always DFS where you can stack up all of the same games that we were stacking back in June and only have to wait a couple of days to lose it all. In the past week, Davis got into Twitter spats with Bucky Brooks and Cam Hayward, and it's all fun and games until one of these people Davis pisses off online takes a swing at me because he's been LARPing with my photo as his PFP for the past 6 months. Speaking of LARPing, David Kitchen has made a best ball finals on DraftKings where he will compete for $1 million. Meanwhile, Davis and I will be fighting for clout scraps in contests named after tiny dogs. Other breaking news this week in best ball, Underdog rigged the BBM3 finals for influencers, except for me, which really calls into question my status as a preeminent Underdog influencer. Maybe Kitchen was right last week when he said I took time off at the wrong time of the tout calendar. While I was gone, the Swolecast rose all the way to number 9 in the Apple Podcast rankings for fantasy sports podcasts in Taiwan.
That's right.
That is not a joke. We actually got that email. And this sudden rise in popularity can only be explained by some kind of Ewing theory, or perhaps they just really love Liam's Bills takes in East Asia. This is the final week I'm legally obligated to play GPPs before I mercifully become a cash game king in week 18. So let's just get to it. We only have one game with a total over 50. It is, of course, the Bears versus the Lions in the Coors Field of DFS. You know things are broken when Jared Goff and the Lions have a higher implied team total than Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. So I'm calling for it right now. We need to put these footballs in humidors in Detroit. Elsewhere at quarterback, it's looking doubtful that Jalen Hurts will play this week, which means we get another week of Ricky D at 5,500 on DraftKings. Let that one settle there for a second. At running back, 5,300, Tyler Algier is going to be very popular, as is Travis Etienne versus the Texans, who I've been told via many conditionally formatted screenshots are not good against opposing running backs. At wide receiver, the chalk slappies are frothing at the mouth to stack up Jared Goff with ASMR. And for the ninth week in a row, the Cash Bros will debate which dusty Texans wide receiver to play. And if you punt it off at tight end and defense, you can maybe get up to Tyreek Hill and Justin Jefferson in this economy. It's an eerily decent week at tight end, dare I say. You can chase the dragons of Kittle, Hawkinson, Higbee, or Ingram, or you can punt it off with the Seattle guys. There's also the Undertaker.gif plays with Waller and Goddard. But whatever you pick, rest assured, you will ultimately be wrong. Find God and repent. Back to you, Dave.
Go with God. Yes. Thank you, Peter. Welcome. Glad to have you back from the,
the dead.
Well, things are different. Your perspective has changed for forever on how things work, on you can't understand what dad life is until you go through it. Davis will never understand the dad life streets until he walks those streets himself. It's kind of like the live a little streets until he kind of walks that street himself. So Davis, you tweeted that nothing matters, basically, which people added me and they said this is basically live a little. So I want to know, are you on team live a little for 2023, or do you want to continue drafting in tight constraints where only certain players can be drafted per round?
No, I actually think my strategy overall was pretty good. And I think if you removed the Denver Broncos from Earth, I actually think I would have had a really good season. The Taysom stuff totally broke my way. The Jerick McKinnon stuff totally broke my way. But four of my top six drafted players were Denver Broncos, and they were the worst offense in football. So it was pretty hard to win that way.
Well, it's not just about who you're drafting. It's also about like who's available in crunch time. It's like getting to that moment.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that in the moment feels so bad is that, I mean, for example, there's probably a guy out there who was like, I knew Josh Jacobs was going to be the best value of all time. He could have drafted 150 Josh Jacobs teams, and he might be holding his dick in his hands with no money right now because right. He scored 19 half PPR points in the playoffs. So it's just, I mean, Dave, I absolutely will not be doing the live a little thing. But obviously to have no teams in the $1 million final hurts.
Hang on, Kitchen. At the risk of you talking about your best ball team, tell us one or the two players you drafted so far ahead of ADP to really reflect the live a little ethos. I want to know which guy.
It's the draft. I drafted on upside and talent, which is kind of my thing. I didn't really draft on rounds. So if you look at my team, you know, people were talking about Pitts. No, I went with Kelsey. You know, I went with Kelsey in the first round.
No one was talking about Kelsey versus Pitts, Kitchen.
No one knew about this young, unheralded tight end out of Kansas City.
Let me have my narrative.
as he's breaking up, blurry as hell.
Oh no, my internet's going out.
Oh yeah. I was wondering why he like actually tried to get back, and now it's all making sense.
For my $1 million team, like it's It's important to me. But anyways, I don't want to talk about everybody on my team, because like I do have Jalen Hurts on my team, right? Like I also have Dak and CD who got me there. But
ooh. How are you feeling about that going against your Titans? I'm sure you're just really, you know,
well, luckily I've got Treylon Burks on the team. I did, you know, there is correlation there.
Is Treylon Burks going to rest for his big game?
I'm hoping that the big dog will rest and they'll just feed Burks the whole entire game. We'll see.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know you hated Derrick Henry. Didn't want him to chase records in the NFL.
Well, okay. They say that I'm on a ham radio. Yeah. I used to have a ham radio call sign. Fun fact, KD4RIL.
Very fun.
What happened to the garage? Why are you not in the garage setup?
The garage is like freaking 5 degrees. I didn't get a chance to warm it up.
Stop being a wimp.
No, you guys up north are crazy. Literally crazy. I don't know how you deal with the cold temps, but let's go ahead. And these are nugget couches. These are fake nugget couches, actually, that you get at Sam's or Costco. All right. Can we move on to this week's slate? Because
you're the host, man.
Craziness abounds this week. People resting, people hurt. Pete, you gave your overview. Davis, what are you thinking about this week's slate?
I mean, I think that the number one thing that stands out to me is I don't really see a game stacking spot. Like, I guess people will do Minnesota, Green Bay, but that doesn't feel that great.
No, Detroit, Chicago. People are stacking that up.
Yeah, but what do people use Bears pass catchers, or is it Fields, St. Brown, Swift? I mean,
I think you can bring it back with Kmet or Khalil Herbert if you're doing goof stuff.
The people will jam Kmet.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you are right. But
Jets,
I mean,
Seattle will be the other one too.
That is the one that actually interests me a little bit. You know, a little bit of Derek Young. You know, Tuttle's terrible.
I don't even know if he got a snap last week.
Let's. This is a good game. Did Derek Young get a snap last week?
You got to play the washed up Laquon Treadwell when you.
I'm gonna guess he did. Yeah, he got 10 snaps.
Three routes run.
And recorded 15 special team snaps. He's got more tackles on the year than targets, which is seems bad.
How is Laquon Treadwell still in the league?
I mean, hey, what's his name? He was playing. Laquon Treadwell was playing on the Jacksonville Jaguars last year too.
Yep, and the Vikings before that.
Amazing. All right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, do we like Mike White, Garrett Wilson, Elijah Moore, Metcalf, Fant stacks? Like, is that a good?
It's gonna happen. Right. Wilson's too priced too low now. People will be on the Mike White train or the Geno Smith train. Target tree condensed for DK Metcalf. Metcalf is just going to get so many targets. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be one of the more popular stacks, but I do like it.
I wonder if people, because there's still people are afraid of the Jets secondary, and Kenneth Walker's projecting really well too. I wonder if people would use Walker as their bring back instead of the pass catchers.
Yeah, and it matters too, obviously, Lockett's status, which is not cleared up yet. That obviously matters.
What did you ask, Kitchen, if I'm scared?
I asked if you were scared. You said some people, and it kind of
I mean, Dave, I literally lose every single fucking week on DraftKings, so I'm terrified of every play I ever have clicked in my life.
If I
He's got mouths to feed now, dude.
Yeah, I know. If I win this $1 million, I'm going to send you a bunch of diapers.
Last week... Or last year when I did my cash game bit, I had won a couple tournaments, so my account was flush. I was just accepting this, and I was realizing I'm going to have to deposit a shit ton of money onto DraftKings just to accept all these head-to-heads next week. I mean, it's a real disaster what we're looking at right now.
I mean, we can hope is that Laviska Shenault ends up in play, obviously, for cash games in week 18.
Are we running it back against the Giltcast, Tilt Space Giltcast?
I mean, you never know. Are any of us in the position to be trying to shark each other's money after the season that we've all had.
I think we should each bring on a celebrity helper. Like, we're going to get Bucky Brooks to help us jam three running backs. Man, in our,
Bucky
in our
Brooks. What? That was very, very disappointing. It's really disappointing. Former players just don't get it.
Your mic is something happened with your mic, dude.
Oh, sorry. It's on the outside of my shirt, so it probably just ruffled up a little bit. It's just very, it's very disappointing.
Hold it a little further away from your mouth. Oh, further away from your
better?
Mouth. Yeah,
better. It's just, God, it's very.
It's not a good show.
Unreal.
It's just very disappointing when people who. You know, it's their job to talk about football, just like actively don't like the sport they're covering. It, you know, it is like these dudes who are just like want to watch, you know, like these dudes just want to watch the 1985 Bears. And, you know, that's no one actually wants that.
All right. Pete, Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley stacks this week for all the money. Yeah, we give them the
not wave for me. All right.
Top QBs for you, Pete.
Top QBs. I mean, Goof looks great. Fields looks great. I'm kind of intrigued by playing Lawrence. Like, if the ETN stuff gets really steamy, which I think it could, you know, rolling out Ingram, Kirk, Zay Jones, doubles there. And I think going to Minshew too, if Hurts doesn't play, which I think sounds like it. I mean, he looked good last week. I'm perfectly fine going back to Ricky D in this spot.
Tuttle, Justin Fields not really projected that well on RG projections. Do you, as far as points per dollar, do you see that changing? Do you see ownership being lower on him than you would want it to be if you were playing him?
I mean, he's got the third highest raw projection on the slate. He doesn't project well point per dollar because he's 7,900. I mean, if you're going by that, then Mahomes and Hurts doesn't project well by your reasoning either.
Well, Mahomes is the second. Points per dollar. Mahomes, if you go by the RG value, Mahomes is the second guy. And that's why you had to scroll a little bit to find Justin.
Well, now what? After only rushing for 11 yards last week, he's got about 200 more he's got to rack up in the final
204. Final
2 weeks. Yeah, he's a fine player.
The thing about Fields is it's hard to build into a projections that a guy is going to get a 60-yard rushing touchdown every game. Like, just from a modeling perspective, that's difficult. Am I going to do this again? Is this just going to be another week of 8% owned Patrick Mahomes, all his guys are sub 10%, and I lose again?
Do you finally agree you can just not stack him, though?
Gosh. Juju was terrible last week.
No, because he completed 16 passes last week. That was not the thesis of the play. In a game in which Mahomes does Mahomes stuff, McKinnon still got, 13 last week, which was fine. But no, I do not agree that you should play him naked. Like, this is not Justin Fields. This is not, a $4,000 quarterback.
At the very least, you toss McKinnon in with him, right?
McKinnon, I mean, sure. Or Kelsey. Like,
McKinnon, but at this point in time, McKinnon is, I think, easily the worst stacking partner you can do. With
really?
Him.
Because of the ownership.
Oh, he was 35% owned last week in the Millionaire Maker. Like, this guy is getting unreal.
My anecdotal observation is that if you pick a Chiefs wide receiver, they are going to be below 1% owned in your contest. And if you happen to bink the week that they get there, you are going to be Maggie. Not that it's good. This is more of a do as I say, not as I do, because I will probably for the millionth week in a row roster one of Sky Moore or Kadarius Toney and get nothing for my efforts. Although Tony did play a little bit more than I thought he would last week. So he ends up scoring the touchdown. He played his most snaps.
It wasn't a lot.
He played 30% of the snaps, which is his most as a Chief. Now, again,
that's wrong unless I'm on the wrong week.
That first McKinnon touchdown was terrible because I just felt like he was going to go for another 30.
He played more against Jacksonville.
Yeah, and then, I mean, we talked about it last week. Early on last week, we had news that Hardman was looking like he's going to play. that is the news now again this week. He was obviously downgraded later last week, but then you throw Hardman into the mix. Man, I don't know. Watson's out snapping MVS now, which is, I mean, both are terrible. You should probably just get both off the field. But which, I mean, it's terrible.
Pete, which in the last round of the underdog best ball draft?
I was literally just going to ask you this, Davis. I was going to have you rank them for the underdog.
Oh, draft. For the, like the playoff one?
Yeah. Hardman, Noah Gray, Watson for me. Because last round.
Or are you putting him in?
Oh, no. Tony, okay. But Tony goes in like the eighth or the ninth. So the thing, the mega galaxy brain thing with Gray is like that, like he becomes. There are two paths to him becoming the guy you need to have. One, obviously, would be Kelce getting injured and the Chiefs finding their way to the Super Bowl anyway. But then the other one would just be if they decide, you know what, enough of these loser, Tony, MBS, like these guys are all losers, 12 personnel, all playoffs. Let's just win these games 21-17. And Gray becomes really, really good in those runouts.
I love you.
You require a tight end in that format?
No. Positional, just wide receiver, tight end, flex.
But you literally can get Gray with your last selection every time. Not that I'm saying you need to go with, like, I'm taking all of these guys because, I mean, obviously every team I make has like three Chiefs on it. The playoff stuff is fascinating.
On SiriusXM today, someone asked me how many I had done, and I looked, and I'd already done over 100 of the playoff drafts.
Oh, so my apparently gosh.
But I will say I love taking Mecole and Kadarius, like those two together, because Mecole's been the best one when healthy, and Kadarius is the one you can at least tell yourself if like everything stays on the straight and narrow, which is like a sub 10% chance of happening, like he could be a smash.
Okay, so explain to me these playoff best balls. Are they just the final 2 weeks, or are they actually through the playoffs?
Whole playoffs.
So yeah. You don't know, like, if Jacksonville or Tennessee are going to be in, assuming Jacksonville.
Well, we all kind of know.
I keep on going back to Leone messaging me that he put a lot of money down on the Titans. And I
him and Dinkmeyer both did the same day that I bet the Jaguars to win the division.
It was like the worst thing you do is -300. And then ever since he messaged me that, they have, I think, lost every single game. And at this point, Titans fans just want them to continue losing out so that they can actually draft some talent. As far as hot take quarterbacks, Tuttle, I feel like you've got a few.
Not really hot takes.
Like Deshaun Watson or someone. Like, give us.
No, I'm going to pass on that one. I mean, Mike White, I think, is the cheap guy you would play if you wanted to go the cheap route. I think he's got the best stacking partners in that price range. I really don't like any of the other. I mean, Goff's gonna be the obvious chalk of like the mid range or the 5K quarterbacks. Then it's Mike White for me. I got no hot takes though. I mean, I don't even know what else you would say. Like maybe keep chasing Herbert, Martingale Herbert another week and hope he starts doing something. I don't know.
Why don't we Martingale Baker Mayfield Tyler Higbee stacks?
There you go.
All right, let's build a team, and the guest of honor, Peter Overzet, will get to go first.
Wow, the guest of honor. I appreciate that. Let's put Justin Fields in here. I'm not going to force the stack.
You don't want to force it?
Mm-mm. If we come to the end of the road and we have money that fits at tight end or running back, we can do it, but let's not start out that way.
All right, Davis.
Dante Pettis.
Or we force it right out of the gate.
I mean, Kitchen, this was Dante Pettis was Kitchen's favorite player in fantasy football. I'm not playing unstacked quarterbacks in the year of our Lord 2022. This is well, Peter. Like, this is week
Matt or somebody like that's
Peter. This is week 17, buddy. We have been training for this for 6 months. You think I'm going in unstacked, bro? You think I'm raw dogging Justin Fields in week 17? No chance.
Hey, what do you guys think about Khalil Herbert this week? You think he has any chance at breaking the slate?
Sure. I mean, if this game goes nutty. Like, you could see all of these ancillary pieces popping off.
Well, no, just Khalil Herbert. That's the only piece I want popping off.
Is he perhaps on a redacted team of yours?
I don't know. I'm just saying. All right, let's go.
I thought I missed a David Montgomery injury, if I'm being honest.
So get your name off the Khalil Herbert lock button. This is just Dave pumping his own best ball back.
I didn't pump it. I'm just asking questions. Okay, Tuttle, you're next.
I'll take the free square with Amon-Ra.
Is it a free square these days?
Would that bring back?
I mean,
I was thinking a squeaky will narrative, honestly, in this game that is not Amon-Ra.
I mean, let's get Jameson Williams over 6 snaps a game before the will stops getting squeaky.
He's
actually complaining. I missed that one.
Oh yeah, he's
squeaking.
Yeah.
I should also mention, everyone, we are entering this into the 10K NFL year-end celebration series contest. Looks like $500 up top. Compliments of our friends over at DraftKings. Don't dupe us.
Can you imagine if I won that $1 million this week?
Honestly, no.
I really can't even, as a hypothetical, try to envision what that looks like in my head. I'd rather not.
Imagine, Peter, do this for me. We're going to do a bit. Okay, Peter, close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Oh, God, all right. I hate this.
It's July. It's July 14th. You read a Chess Liam tweet. Chess Liam invites on the DK Millionaire winner from 2020. Soccer Dave and Chess Liam and Soccer Dave are doing best ball strategy.
Imagine Sosa every single week or Devin having to make draft with the winner of DraftKings $1 million champ every single
week. I actually think there's an argument that Kitchen winning this could ruin best ball as an industry because people are doing all these tools and these rankings, and then Kitchen's just like, you know what, bro? You just click the button.
What if 5-4 was forced to do a weekly show with Kitchen after that happened for Spike Week?
Spike Week. David Kitchen, the winningest player on Spike Week, of course.
If you think I would not lean into that this summer, you've got another thing coming for you. All right, we gotta draft though this week. We can't be focusing just on my $1 million sweat that I've got this week. All right.
Totally.
Okay.
You know what? I think I'm going to toss a team into the Millie Maker this week so I have $1 million sweat too. Then we can all have $1 million sweat.
I've already updated my bio on Twitter, so.
Oh, God.
No worries there.
Puppy Mastiff. Peter, hey, Peter, we have a sweat. We have a 28-way share of the Mastiff coming our way.
I've been seeing that, yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to pick.
This is disgusting, Kitchen. 2022 DraftKings best ball finalist. And this isn't even a bit. Like, you really do.
This is not a bit. This is the same as putting in, like, hashtag SFB12 in his bio. He really means it.
No, like, Herzig, Herzig talked about it. This is, I had an off year. I had a gap year last year. But this is 2 out of 3 years being in the big finals for a best ball $1 million.
You were not in the big final.
We were in the puppy version finals.
I mean, for me it was big, so that's
does that mean I get to count my puppy final as big this year?
We got 3 players in this fucking lineup.
Yeah, this is going well, guys. I'm
Tuttle is toning
I'm
us.
I'm enjoying out. This. Tilting, yeah, this is awesome.
He's tilting so hard. Okay, I wanna go Christian McCaffrey.
Inspired.
Where do you get your ideas?
JessLiam.com.
Glad we now have an average of 4K remaining here for the rest of the
week. The good news is that there are some cheap players that you can use this week.
Who's going to be the first dusty tout to play Brandon Cooks this week?
Not me.
All right. Peter, you're up.
All right, I'm up, and I need to – you know what? This is a guy who I feel like has been a thematic, you know, recurring character on the show this year, Davis and I's tight end bet battles. Let's get Noah Fant in here.
I thought you were going to go with like Greg Dortch or something.
Ooh, Greg Dortch, man.
I mean, if we had, if you told me 100% Greg Dortch wasn't riding the pine for AJ Green, I'm jamming him in. But I mean, Cliff might just change his mind.
Okay. All right, Davis, you're up.
All right, who did we put in? We put in Fant.
I'll go Elijah Moore. Elijah Moore.
There you go.
As Elijah Moore is, Elijah Moore delayed chalk week and now it's back this week, where like 2 weeks ago everyone thought he was going to be in play.
Man.
All right, good talk.
he'll be relatively high owned. I mean, the whole Zach Wilson's not QBing narrative is going to take over the DFS Twitter streets if it hasn't already.
Yeah.
All right, so if we're not playing any,
my pick. I'm going to go with Ramondre here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tuttle, do you think that will actually be like kind of contrarian this week? Or are people so sick now that this is the Will Fuller thing where it's like he burns everyone last week, but people just jam him in again this week?
He'll probably be jammed. I will say running back looks pretty deep though in general, so maybe we'll see some spread out ownership. But yeah, Ramondre is a good play.
Oof. We're 100 off of an Algier Falcons defense combo.
Well, I was gonna say defense doesn't really matter, especially if Hurts doesn't play. You just play the Saints D at 2.2. You've got 5.7. That leaves you with DJ Moore, Foreman, Juju, Pacheco, Rashad White at 5,500.
Just get it over with and pick the one that's on your best ball team.
Well, that honestly, I got Rashad White and Raheem Mostert. Both really good picks. But I don't know. You guys pick. I would say DJ Moore just fits in right there, but I'm kind of indifferent to it. 5,700, it's kind of no man's land. It's not really sexy.
I like Hollywood Brown here.
Okay.
Works for me.
All right, we're done with that. Let's move on to
running backs. Christian McCaffrey, Saquon.
Eckler. Hear me out. Not Saquon. No more. Saquon is just, I mean, I don't play him anyways. He just is depressing. Like, Saquon has not had 100 yards since week 10. He is, I guess he did get a huge spike in passing last week.
He saw a lot of volume last week.
Maybe it'll work out, but I don't know. It's like,
this would be the week, though, against this dumpster fire of a Colts team, though, right?
But would you rather pay $8,000 for Saquon or $9,200
for James Conner?
Yeah. Well, I mean, James Conner basically has the best role in the NFL, honestly.
Yeah.
And I mean, the mid-range is so strong with what? Walker, $6,200, Etienne, $6,400, and Ramondre, $6,800. I mean,
yeah.
And all of those guys are close to projection of Barkley and saving over a K.
Real quickly, what are your thoughts, Peter, boots on the ground, about this New England-Miami game?
I believe my mother-in-law is still here. I could run upstairs and ask her. Boots on the ground, yeah, I mean, it seems like, what, sub 1% that Tua plays? They're moving forward with Teddy Bridgewater this week.
How do you see this game going?
I think Patriots. I think Teddy Bridgewater on the road at New England is a pretty brutal spot. Like, that's the one thing New England does is home matchups versus bad quarterbacks. They normally have their number. Think back to Jared Goff earlier in the season when they came into town pretty hot and just smashed them around. So, yeah, I think New England can control this game. And they're still very motivated. They need to win out to have a chance at a playoff spot. So, yeah, I like Ramondre. I like the Pats here.
All right. Tuttle, running backs that you like this week?
Yeah, I have the same take that the 6K range is absolutely loaded. I mean, Akers has been awesome. He E6.1, kind of similar.
Do you think people will have the heart to play him coming off that
game? I was
going to
say, there's some trust issues.
Yeah, sure. I don't think people will play him.
I was surprised at how low-owned he was on the three-game slate. It's hard, though. I mean, game log surfers after three touchdowns or whatever are going to play him. He'll be played. But, again, running back so loaded that I think we'll see spread out ownership overall. James Conner, I don't know if we talked about him yet. Obviously,
we did.
He's got the whole bad offense, but safe volume workload type of thing going for him. If Connor's chalk, is he a better fade or do you just play him?
I was
on the fade take last week and it did not go very well.
If he's chalk, I think there is enough room for him to be a pretty good fade, just because like you can actually see guys outscoring him. Kamara, Etienne, Walker, Akers, McKinnon, Miles Sanders, who don't want to play, might finally be there's always money in the Pacheco stand week. Both of the Tampa Bay running backs, like they're probably 15 playable running backs. So if one of them who projects slightly better than the others is 25%, I mean, maybe you get burnt, but what's the point?
Carr, all right, you've got Cheek, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Officially, Raiders are benching Derek Carr, turning to Jared Stidham. Carr has $40 million that becomes guaranteed if he can't pass a physical. Vegas could get out of his contract this offseason.
In the Indianapolis' own, Derek Carr. I hope he's looking for houses.
Okay, let's assume we do have some cheap wide receivers come available.
We do. There are already multiple cheap wide receivers.
All right, Davis, stay with me here. Would you rather play Christian McCaffrey at 9K or Jefferson at 9.5K?
Jefferson.
Because of the value in the 6K range at running back.
Because Jefferson is the nuts, dude. It's just every week this guy gets like 180 yards and a touchdown.
So you're talking about cash, GPPs, don't matter. Jefferson going for 50 this week.
Probably not 50, but I would say Jefferson seems better to me, yes.
Okay. Pete, you share that sentiment?
Jefferson over CMC, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's also this game environment versus the Raiders too for CMC. Like they could just blow the doors off of them and be giving these other running backs 10 plus touches each. So I don't know. There's no reason to tax CMC in this matchup, whereas Vikings still playing for stuff and second best game environment too, right? I mean, 47 point over under in that game against the Packers. So yeah, give me Jefferson.
I will say, if you think this Vikings ownership is going to get out of hand, this is a classic Packers grind it out, take as long as possible per play. Bad weather. I mean, I don't know what the weather is going
to
be.
Isn't their defense just like too bad to do that though? Like if a team wants to score against them.
I mean, they're not good. Yeah. And obviously the way they played Jefferson, the storyline this week should be, aren't you scared of Jair Alexander?
Does he even play?
I'm actually curious because that was the big thing after the first game when Jefferson just absolutely roasted them, was that Jefferson wasn't.
Is that do people not do that anymore? Do people not do the aren't you worried bit? Like I have not. I don't.
No, not as much. Definitely not.
I haven't heard it hardly at all this year.
It's going to be below freezing on Sunday, but not bad. Not terribly cold.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I feel like people will talk about entire defensive units. Like I've heard about the Eagles secondary, the Jets secondary, stuff like that. But people don't seem to be talking about individual matchups near as much.
They do with the Jets, I feel like.
Is the Jets defense really good?
Well, I'm talking about Sauce Gardner.
I do know who Sauce Gardner is. I am familiar with Sauce Gardner's work.
Right.
He's got a Buffalo Wild Wings sauce flavor named after him, I think.
GA007 confirms it. Only heard the aren't you worried with Sauce. So there you go. All right. Let's move on to wide receiver. Talked about Justin Jefferson. You guys saying he's a lock. Who are some other options that you're looking at, Tuttle?
cheap guys actually pretty loaded this week. We mentioned some of the Giants or Jets wide receivers. Giants was last week. Elijah Moore is cheap. We haven't talked about Tutu. I've been waiting for Atwell to do something. He's always going to project well because of the lack of
this dude's role. Is so gnarly. I know he barely got any work against Denver, but the 2 weeks before that, he was like on the field for every play, getting carries, playing out of the slot. Like it does feel like we are impending a Tutu Atwell 11 reception game, probably.
Yeah, it will happen eventually. Somebody mentioned in chat, I saw like Rams Chargers stacks are kind of interesting. If you want to continue to Martingale, Herbert, Tutu would be one of the bringbacks potentially there. I think Higby will be the more popular. There you go, Justin. Higby will be the more popular passing game option there. But yeah, I think Tutu's in play. Right, Drake London, see. Anybody? No?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Ritter could be an under the radar play this week too.
Oh yeah, Sertan. Yeah, can't play MVS this week. Sertan will be shutting him down.
Old Patrick Sertan the second. All right, you got to pick one Giants wide receiver. Who is it? Is it Richie James? 12 targets last week.
Cost adjusted Kitchen, or .. in a vacuum?
No, cost adjusted. Richie James 4.3K. I haven't seen what Isaiah Hodgins is. He's 4.5. So pretty much the same thing.
Give me Slayton now. If the gap is closed that much price-wise, give me Slayton at 4,900.
No, give me Richie James. Richie James is never not gets there.
that's your reasoning, because he always gets there.
I mean, he's got the easiest role on the team. He's the slot wide receiver.
Hey, Davis talked about it briefly. Richie James was my answer. Davis talked about Dortch briefly. How confident are we that Cliff is just not going to be an idiot again? And
I'm not confident, but he's a tournament jam, in my opinion.
Well, I'm just interested how projection systems eventually treat him this week.
Speaking of
11 targets last week.
They will just middle it. They'll middle it between Robbie, AJ Green. They'll all get like 7.5% target shares, even though like that is not how it'll play out. It'll either be Robbie plays or Dortch plays, but no one knows.
Right. And so what was the Marquise Brown stuff this week? Because seemingly that was had some role in it, right? It was because Marquise Brown didn't play a full allotment of snaps, therefore Dortch plays better in the slot.
Was still like 65% of the snaps or whatever. But was there something about him being late to a team meeting or something?
Yeah, so he didn't play much at the beginning of the game, and then he kind of ended up with decent snap counts, Marquise Brown. I don't know. I obviously want to play Dortch.
They still gave Dortch like 3 rushing attempts. Like, I mean,
well, the guy just smashes every time he plays. Let's play AJ Green instead. Let's play Robbie Anderson. So I don't understand it.
He fits that role pretty well too.
Cliff is just enjoying his final 2 games as a head coach before he has to go back to Lubbock.
Riding off in the sunset. I don't know if he goes back to college or not. He might just track boat.
He might just hang out. I mean, Cliff
being an IG model. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Other wide receivers in that mid tier that you might like, Peter?
No, I'd like to move on. I have a heart out in 12 minutes.
Drake London. I want to officially get Drake London on the list. He's an insane smash. It's finally happening for him.
Tuttle already got him on the list, but you have been approved. DJ Moore, anybody?
You already put him on the list in our, you were trying to get him in our Swolecast lineup. It's officially
I'm going to chase Mike Evans, who I played against Carolina last time and dropped a 65-yard touchdown on like one of the first plays of the game. I'll chase that.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to the FanDuel lineup, FanDuel.com.
Can't wait to play Taysom here.
Are you going to play on FanDuel this week, Davis?
Yeah, I played Taysom on FanDuel last week, bud.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Davis, you can start.
I want Taysom.
Where are they playing this week? Does the cold weather only run theory hold up here?
No, it's more of an Andy Dalton theory at this point.
Davis, does either of your finalist teams have Taysom on it?
Nope, but one of them has Alberto Cooley Boonham.
who I have seen projections like him. Kelsey is only 1,500 more than Taysom. This must have been tough for you to choose him on FanDuel, Davis.
No,
there's Taysom, zero chance Taysom. They knew that Davis knew the difference on pricing between the.
Yeah, who cares? Sosa locked him in before we opened the screen, anyways. But I'm just vibing with it.
All right, Peter.
All right, Taysom Hill. Then let's put Ricky D in at quarterback. I don't even know how much he is on FanDuel.
What can you explain this Ricky D reference?
Yeah, to? I don't. I've been afraid to ask.
I don't understand it either.
Ricky D looks exactly like Minshew.
I've been afraid to ask.
I mean, I think they look similar. I wouldn't say they're like doppelgangers.
You guys have not seen him recently. Like when he's on our streams, the entire comment section is who let Gardner Minshew on the stream.
I guess I haven't seen him in like a year.
Yeah.
I don't know him very well, but he also has a similar personality where he would like live out of a van and travel, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
He's not coming up in the player pool.
Minshew.
You have to click hide unprojected because we currently don't have Minshew in.
Oh, wow.
Oh, classic.
Wow.
They were talking about that in chat earlier because it's technically not. It's probably like, 10% chance Hurts plays, but.
I'll do a global swap to Hurts if I need to.
Yeah, it's if the Eagles lose this game, it actually gets a little interesting because the Cowboys are getting a free pass tomorrow night because the Titans are playing all the backups. So if the Eagles lose against the Saints, the week 18, they can't lose in week 18 or they lose the one seed. Dallas will get it.
Okay, we're not quite to week 18 scenario.
That is going to influence who plays quarterback this week for the Eagles. Like if Hurts can go, they're going to play him.
Oh man, I really do wish he can go.
Well, the value of the one seed is just too high to mess around with Gardner Minshew / Ricky D.
Is Landry playing? Is he off the IR yet?
No.
Oh gosh.
He got.
I'll go on and take Kenny Walker.
David is just locked into best ball.
No, yeah. I'm just asking questions. Just asking simple questions. Kenny Walker. All right.
Damn, he is cheap. How chalk is this dude going to be on FanDuel with 6,700?
Ramondre is really cheap, too. I think they'll be the chalk RB pairing there.
I'm going to actually take Pacheco.
I think people will be – well, no, I say that, but people will see the Chiefs as a huge favorite again and play him again.
Yeah.
What if the Broncos put, like, forth, like, a Herculean effort this week, though? They're like, we hated Nathaniel Hackett so much. What if, like –
the narrative. Okay, I can actually dig this.
Week 17,
wasn't their
baby.
Best game already? Like, Russ's best game this season was against the Chiefs too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that comeback, that massive comeback. Judy scored 3 touchdowns in that game.
The massive comeback that they lost by 9 points.
Who is it to? Is it back to me or to Davis?
It's you.
All right, let's you know.
No, it's Davis actually. Davis.
Oh no, it is me. Yeah. It is me. I will fill one of our wide receiver spots with Christian Kirk.
Interesting. What's the reasoning behind Kirk this week, Davis?
Texans stink. Jaguars. There actually are a couple scenarios where losing this game hurts the Jaguars. I saw Levitan tweeting about it this morning. It's more straightforward for the Titans because of tie-breaking stuff.
Okay. All right, Peter.
Let's all right, if we're playing this Pacheco salting it away in Broncos garbage time, let's get some Sutton in here.
He's got a nice tag on DK2.
Yeah. He had 88% route participation last week, 22% target share. Should be fine.
Davis, Davis set us up for this, and he was going to – he's like, who's the first idiot tout that's going to play Brandon Cooks? I'm putting him in this lineup.
No. There it is.
There's your answer.
You need to go get hired by Michael Leone to go do – to go do this. I can't. Leone's going to want to jam Cooks so hard.
The price is okay, right? Davis Mills is fairly capable. It's like,
no,
and didn't he have a touchdown?
Compared to Kyle Allen, Davis Mills is fairly capable.
I feel like he had a touchdown the week before last, or a long pass play that also got called back because of a phantom penalty as well. Like he is the high ceiling guy that you want. So I'm down with this play as well.
Brandon Cooks, who you need at 17,
right? I mean, honestly, I hope not, but I can see it.
We can kind of play whoever at flex.
What? How much do we have for flex?
Like 8,900 to 9,000, depending on which defense you put in.
Can play. There's like Tyreek, and then it goes down to Devontae and Josh Jacobs. So
like Kelsey, this is too scary for me right now.
What's AJ Brown cost?
He's right there at 83.
Oh, yeah. So, A.J. Brown, better defense. Easy game.
Yeah, we got it.
You got to pair him, too. Yeah, you got to pair.
Davis said he would not escape these lineups without a stack in the year of our Lord.
And now we got the Taysom bring back. I mean, this
team. Yeah, this is not the worst thing that we've made.
It's actually a pretty passable team.
Yeah. I like it. All right. Tight end takes. Albert O. Davis, I want to make sure you have a chance to profess your love for him once again this week.
I mean, no, he's the only way in which Albert O becomes a passable play this week is if the reason why he never played was like a bizarre personal feud between him and Nathaniel Hackett.
You did say that you had Albert O in, you know, whatever little final you're in this week for your best ball team.
I do. He is. Yeah.
What if Albert O is the guy you need?
The guy you need. That would be pretty funny.
If I win $75,000 because of Albert O, it'll be a good season. So I hope it happens.
Kitchen, so how many people are in your final?
969, I think.
I love your odds.
Well,
I'd say you're the favorite.
Tight end. Tuttle has already seen my team, and so he has already predicted what's going to happen in this week, and it would give me maximum bit equity if this comes to light.
How can I tell how many people are in my final on Underdog?
I don't know. I just know from like previous stuff. Tuttle, you want to give your prediction?
I'm drawing a blank on who's on your team. I know I responded. I know.
Tight end.
Never Kitchen's basketball
tight end.
Team,
you said
Tuttle?
The stars. You said the stars
no,
aligned.
No, the stars are aligning. I know. I'm trying to scroll back in chat because I know I said
for
this.
Janu.
Yes, you for said January. Be,
yeah.
Yeah.
So Janu Smith is on the squad. And the
I mean,
first
you're not
week
actually
of January.
Playing in DFS, but it would be
hilarious. Right, you're not playing with DFS, but that would – that well, he did. I mean, what has happened to Hunter Henry?
Well, he got hurt last week.
So it could be. Johnny Ware.
I actually didn't even know that when I made that comment. So, yeah, maybe Hunter Henry doesn't play, and it's January season for Soccer Dave.
And Damian Harris is out, and they finally decide to use Janu as the goal line back.
Remember?
Yeah, the end around. He hit a couple of end around touchdowns.
Kitchen. What place? I haven't looked at the payout structure, but what place do you need to get to feel something?
Like top 10.
Ted, you'll feel like, something? What is top 10?
That's why I am milking the heck out of this bit right now. That's why it's in the DK bio. Because, like, if I think it's like 400 through 969, get $300 or something. And then, like, the EV of the ticket is like 2,500. Yeah, or something like that.
You would take the cash out button on that now if you could.
Yeah, like if you've got a final team and you want to swap 1% equity for that $10,000 whatever.
I finished second place in a DK Millie by 3 points, and the vacillation of seeing the EV go from $2,300 to $45. Let me tell you, quite the sweat on finishing in second place.
Hey guys, I'd love to stick around and talk best balls. Yeah, I was gonna say, I got a heart out, so I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, thanks, Tuttle. Did Tuttle give his terrible take?
No,
Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, we got that as a terrible take. All right, so we'll just skip over tight end a little bit. We talked about Albro, Hockenson, Kelsey, Kittle, all those guys, whatever. Davis, final words?
You know, I mean, I hope everyone in their best ball finals has a great week 17. I hope that we get a community win here on the program. I hope that I, you know, continue to donate money with Patrick Mahomes stacks, even though he only throws touchdowns to either Jody Fortson or 4 touchdowns in one game to Travis Kelce.
I'm rooting for Kitchen. Kitchen, I do want you to win, but I'm also trying to think what would be the funniest place you could get like in a DK Live final. Like
fourth.
Something. Fourth. Yeah, or maybe even a little less, because I think if Kitchen got like 13th place, he would still tout that for now until the end of eternity. Like Kitchen,
it depends on how it transpires. Like if I was like first or second and some play that was like 40% owned pushed me down to like 50th, that would hurt. I think that's what you're rooting for is max pain.
Do they even have, like, are they able to tabulate ownership numbers on DK? Yeah. Okay.
They don't have it out yet, but they will once the game starts. They will show you.
Kalish is working on it with his pick in the stone tablet.
Yeah, they have one of the latest NFT projects. They got to do the script from there. But all right, Peter, final words.
Good to be back in the saddle, Kitchen. Glad you're able to show up on time for my big show. I'm rooting for it. You are clearly the preeminent best ball thought leader, Dave, and I think we all knew this is how it was going to play out.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I appreciate all the kind words, all the messages of support. Sunday will be fun, but no matter what happens on Sunday, no matter if I win $1 million, I feel like just spreading the good news of the live a little slogan and how that will basically manifest itself in 2023.
How many teams on DraftKings did you do?
I think maybe 2 or 3. I don't know.
Tell me the real number.
What's the real number, Kitchen?
I drafted less than 50. You guys know that. So
I know that everyone else was doing, like, the last like week, everyone was flooding into the DK Millionaire. So I don't believe less than 50 at all.
I do think it was 25. All right, people want to know the team really quick because we got to go. I got Prescott, Kenneth Walker, Kenneth Gainwell, CeeDee Lamb, Devonta Smith, Jacoby Myers, Travis Kelce, AJ Brown, Jonnuary, Brevin Jordan, Khalil Herbert, Treylon Burks, Jalen Waddle, Jalen Hurts, Jerry Jeudy, Landry, David, who's not going to be playing,
David,
Rashad White, Mostert.
We both made a final this year because Jacoby Myers caught a deflected Hail Mary that was intended for someone else.
I would have still made it because
I would not have. I would one of my teams would not have made it to the finals if he had not caught
AJ
that.
Brown wasn't even my starting lineup last week. Like, it was a really good team. All the Eagles Cowboys thing was really beneficial for me. I don't know how my team's going to win realistically in this week, but it's got a lot of, basically every little player has to go off and no team stacks have to go off. So with that being said, we're going to be living a little.
Every little player has to go off and no team stacks.
No team stacks. Like just one
Kitchen
player.
Just realizing the power of stacking when he wakes up in the
Kitchen. Kitchen finally living less in week 17.
My big stack for this, and we talked about it based on the Osimo article, was the week 16 instead of the week 17. So that's why I went with Eagles, Cowboys, but then I still paired Cowboys with Treylon and Eagles with Landry.
Yeah,
so
I'm glad you optimized for week 16 and not the week where you said you won't feel anything if you come in 11th place out of 900 teams.
Oh, no, I still will feel something. I will feel a lot.
I mean, he's already feeling a feeling right now.
if that come in 11th place, that means that there is like a legit sweat going on. And that's all I want. Just give me a chance. All right. That will do it for the show. If you like the show, subscribe. We got to get to 5K subscribers really soon. And with that being said, we'll see you next week, hopefully with $1 million in hand. Later.